This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces suffered heavy losses in a Ukrainian attack that destroyed a pontoon bridge they were using to try to cross a river in the east, according to Ukrainian and British officials. Ukrainian authorities opened their first war crimes trial of the conflict on Friday. The defendant, a captured Russian soldier, stands accused of shooting to death a 62-year-old civilian in the early days of the war. The trial got underway as Russia's offensive in the Donbas, Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland, seemed to turn increasingly into a grinding war of attrition. Ukraine's airborne command released photos and video of what is said was a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over the Donets River and several destroyed or damaged nearby. The Ukrainians said they destroyed at least 73 tanks and other military equipment during the two-day battle earlier in the week. The command said its troops drowned the Russian occupiers.
The lawyer for WNBA star Brittany Griner says her pre-trial detention in Russia has been extended by 1 month. Alexandra Boykov told the Associated Press he thinks the relatively short extension indicated that Griner's case would go to trial soon. The 31-year-old American basketball player has been in custody for nearly 3 months. Griner was detained at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges contained oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her luggage. She faces drug smuggling charges that carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Two-time Olympic gold medalist plays for the Phoenix Mercury. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country is not favorable toward Finland and Sweden joining NATO. His statement on Friday indicates that Turkey could use its own membership in the Western Military Alliance to veto moves to admit the two Nordic countries. The Turkish leader explained his opposition by alleging the Sweden and other Scandinavian countries support Kurdish militants and others whom Turkey considers to be terrorists. He also accused Greece of using the alliance against Turkey. Erdogan did not say outright that he would block any accession attempts. However, NATO makes all its decisions by consensus, meaning each of the 30 member countries has a potential veto over who can join. The UN Security Council is strongly condemning the killing of a Palestinian-American journalist, Shireen Abu Akleh, and calling for an immediate, thorough, transparent, and fair and impartial investigation. A new statement was approved by the 15 council members Friday night after language was removed of the insistence of Russia and China, emphasizing the importance of media freedom and the need for journalists working in dangerous areas be protected. The council statement reiterated that journalists should be protected as civilians. She was revered for her coverage of Palestinian life under Israeli rule for the Al Jazeera satellite channel. The U.S. baby formula shortage has sparked a surge of interest among moms who want to donate breast milk to help bridge the supply gap, as well as those seeking to keep their babies fed. It's a pathway that won't work for every formula-fed baby, especially those with special dietary needs, and it comes with challenges because milk banks prioritize feeding medically fragile infants. The shortage stemmed from a safety recall and supply disruptions and has captured national attention, with panicked parents looking to swap and buy formula online. U.S. President Joe Biden has said his administration will step up its response. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's nominating one of his top national security aides to serve as his ambassador to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, in a move meant to underscore the administration's commitment to the Pacific region, despite the recent focus on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden announced his decision to tap Johannes Abraham, chief of staff to the White House National Security Council, to serve as its ambassador to the 10-country bloc as he wrapped up a summit with the visiting leaders on Friday. Recapping our top story, Russian forces have suffered heavy losses in a Ukrainian attack that destroyed a pontoon bridge they were using to try to cross a river in the east, according to Ukrainian and British officials. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.